Hi, my name is Elise, and you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. I'm your host, Elise. As always, we're going to chat about different topics in English on this podcast.So it might seem a bit challenging to listen to an all-English podcast, but just remember that it's okay if you don't understand every single word in each episode, because it's all about practicing and getting familiar with listening to English. And we will put all the keywords on our website and down in the comment section on our YouTube channel.And if you want to check out any previous episodes of this podcast, you can click on any platform that you're listening to right now. So for today's episode, we're going to talk about shopping. I'm sure a lot of people have received their stimulus vouchers, 振兴券 already. There are also many different ways in which you can spend your vouchers to get bonus or discounts from different retailers.So I am definitely excited to receive mine because it's like receiving extra $2,000 specifically for shopping, which got me thinking, do you find shopping satisfying? Because shopping for me is definitely a source of happiness. There's even a term called retail therapy, which,by the way, it's not an actual, like, psychological therapy. It means shopping with the main purpose of improving the buyer's mood. So according to a study published by the Journal of Psychology and Marketing in 2011, 28% of shoppers have purchased something to celebrate an occasion, and 62% have done so to cheer themselves up.But the problem with retail therapy is it's a short-lived habit, meaning it provides a short time of comfort or pleasure, but the effect doesn't last long. So I've definitely been guilty of shopping for the sake of making myself feel better or just celebrating certain occasions, like my own birthday. But I find that most of the time, I enjoy the process of shopping more than the actual product or things that I end up buying. So what I end up doing is whenever I feel down or really want to buy something, I just go window shopping or I go on some online shopping websites and browse through the items that I want, but I don't actually buy them. And for me, it helps relieve the desire of shopping, but it still kind of has the same de-stress effect. So what about you?Do you shop to make yourself feel better? Here are some other tips to help prolong the effect of retail therapy, okay? So, the number one is choose experiences over stuff. So, rather than buying a pair of new shoes or an expensive new bag, you can go on a trip.Or watch a movie, or going to a sporting event. Because studies have shown that buying experiences is more satisfying than buying actual things. For me, I like going to live concerts, and I find out that if I spend money on going to concerts, it's actually more satisfying thanBuying a new pair of shoes or a new, I don't know, like just anything that's going to be not so new after a few weeks. Because I think experience and memories are something that you can recall and you can feel satisfied even after the event takes place. So I think this is true, you know, like choosing experiences over stuff.And the second tip is shop in person, because online shopping is just too convenient these days, and it's so easy to just click on the stuff that you want to buy and then put them in your online shopping cart, and then just a few clicks, and then before you know it, you already buy that stuff. So part of the reason why shopping makes us so happy is all about the process, right? And online shopping makes that process so short and so not even the process. It's almost like an impulse purchase. So going to actual stores enhance that experience, that shopping experience that most people enjoy, and even stops yourself from impulse purchase, because when you see those stuff in store and you can actually touch them, maybe you will find out that the things that you want to buy are actually not as good as the online pictures. And the third tip is set up a retail therapy budget. We all have vulnerable moments where we think we need some comfort purchase, right? Like sometimes we just need some comfort food. So in case you do want to buy something, at least set up a budget so you won't overshop. Also, like, setting a budget makes you more aware of the price of the product that you want to buy. So I think at least set up a retail budget like monthly, maybe $500 or $1,000 for you to just go shopping. You don't always have to spend those money, but you know that that's the budget and you can't overspend that budget. That's probably going to be safer for your bank account. So these are the tips for retail therapy. I think the one major takeaway here is that wanting something makes us happier than actually having it. And that's why we enjoy shopping so much, and why the joy after actually getting the things that we buy is so short-lived. So as long as the spending is within your budget, just enjoy the process of shopping, or just enjoy window shopping like I do most of the time. And that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw, for more information. I'm your host, Elise, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye!